Welcome back to our morning show visit today on WRCO. We're talking next about the Blue River Autumn Fest, which is happening this very weekend. Amazing that this time has gone by so fast, summertime, but this is always kind of the sign of school starting again. So joining us in the studio, Justin Dagenhart, and we're also going to be talking a little bit about Chasson Smoke. Jason is in the studio with us to talk a little bit about them. They'll be in the action in Blue River this coming weekend. But first of all, Justin, let's talk a little bit about what's happening. It looks like new and improved Autumn Fest this weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of the same old. We had a Chasson in there this weekend. We're hopefully everything kind of works out together for the crowd. Everybody kind of come in to park at the same time and be busy, hopefully.
No doubt. So it kicks off on Friday. Maybe you could kind of tell about Friday events, first of all.
Yeah, so Friday night, our men's fast pitch tournament starts. That's a staple. Been at Autumn Fest for 40 some years. I believe the first game starts at 6. And then we have our euchre tournament in the park, starts at 7. And then our water fights under the lights, fireman water fight, starts at 7 also.
You ever combine the two and get the water fights going with the euchre tournament? You know, somebody gets too hot with the cards or something, or you ever do that?
No, I don't think they'd like that real well.
But when I think of Blue River, fast pitch softball has kind of been a staple there at the park over the years, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been fast pitch as long as I can remember.
And so that tournament is coming in. Any idea of number of teams and where they're coming from?
I believe they're at 10 to 12 right now. There's a couple that aren't totally committed yet, but it's always 10 to 12 usually.
Talk about, too, all of the people that help put this on. It takes an army to put on a festival of this size, doesn't it?
It does. There's 38 members on the department, and everybody is doing something at least 2 weeks ahead of time. And then the gentlemen that are, like, doing this fast pitch tournament, Matt Anderson and Stan Grimm, they've been working on this all summer long, going to tournaments, getting teams lined up to come in. So it doesn't just start in August. We started in January planning.
And those guys will get it going. I'm guessing there's going to be some really good action for people to watch, isn't there?
There is. And there's been, you know, years in the past, not 100% on this year, but there's been teams in the past that have been Olympic quality teams. I mean, literally Olympic quality teams playing in Blue River, which you're not going to see that this area of the state.
So that tournament continues until Sunday then, Justin?
Correct. Yep. Saturday and Sunday. I believe the last game they'll try and have it 4 to 6 o'clock Sunday, depending on how all it rolls around. But
well, so far we're reading you a good forecast.
Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah,
not real hot during the day, cool temperature at night. It seems like it's going to be a really good weekend.
You've had all kinds of weather for the fest over the years, yeah, though.
We've had floods to 100 degrees.
Yeah, you certainly have. This is a big fundraiser for the department as well?
It is. It's the largest fundraiser that the fire department does. We have a couple smaller ones throughout the year, but this is our main event. And we're kind of looking into new gear for a few of the guys. Our requirements say they're 10 years old. They need to be replaced. We've got quite a few that are 11, 12, 13 years old. We're working on a couple every year trying to get it, which are $3,000 to $4,000 a set. So we just try to keep up on it every year, and this is pretty much where the money's going to go this year.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money to outfit the whole department, doesn't it?
Well, 38 guys and $3,000 a piece, and that's quite a chunk.
No doubt. Well, let's look ahead at Saturday at the Autumn Fest. What's going on that day?
So Saturday, 10 a.m., the Friends of Blue River have sponsored some talks in the community building. Chasson's back rib competition will start at 11. We have a beanbag tournament. Sign up at 12:30. We'll start throwing at 1. Then Saturday afternoon at 2, we'll start our antique tractor pull. Roll that in at 6 o'clock into the farm tractor pull. 5 p.m. at the gazebo above the park there, which is right in with the tractor pull. We'll have our scavenger hunt around town. And then 8 p.m., high mileage starts.
How many years have you had high mileage at the park there?
I believe this will be the fourth.
They draw a big crowd, don't they?
They do. Yep. They fill in, and the way they have everything set up, if you want to be at the tractor pull and don't want to hear the music, you can kind of hear it, but it's not super loud. I've talked to the people that live across the street from the park, and they really don't hear it. It's just the way it lays in there and the way they've got everything angled, it all kind of stays in the park, so we're not upsetting the whole town.
As we're talking about Saturday, maybe we need to talk about the backyard rib competition in a little bit.
That'd be a good idea.
How about it? Let's put Jason on the spot.
Hey, good morning. I'm here.
Hey, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your business, if you would.
We're a small metal shop, and our business started building custom smokers. The business escalated or has grown into an e-commerce business. Most of our sales are online. We manufacture everything right there in Boscobel, but we live in Blue River, and this is our third annual backyard rib competition, and the whole idea behind it was to help Blue River kind of raise some money, our local fire department, and who doesn't like good barbecue?
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about the idea for the smokers, and where did that idea come from?
They say every man reaches a point in life, and I had reached that point in life where I was either going to get into motorcycles or barbecue, and I chose barbecue, and I built my own smoker. So I built up my first offset at home in the shop, and it was actually my brother-in-law that said, man, build me one. And then before you know it, I was building smokers for a few people, and we started putting our content online and on social media, and the business just kind of grew from that. That's how it all started as far as building smokers.
And do you ship them all over the country?
Yep, all over the United States. We also make other products as well. We make rocket stoves and collapsible fire pits and handrails and anything else. You know, we do a lot of custom metal fab work.
How many people do you employ?
Right now there's 12 full-time employees, and my wife, Miranda, and myself.
Miranda chose. She's kind of the silent partner.
I am. I'm silent over here.
Yes.
Miranda, I guess she's not now.
Miranda. Oh, not I'm talking.
Yeah, Miranda rules the roost for sure. But
that's right.
Yeah, we've been doing this since 2019, and it just we moved to Wisconsin. I'm originally not from Wisconsin, and if you can tell, y'all have accents. And yeah, we moved here in 2018, and hit that midlife crisis, I guess, and built a barbecue smoker, and it's turned into our current business, and that's what we do currently.
There are worse things you could do with a midlife crisis, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. Boats or motorcycles, I'll say either one of those.
They're probably safer, right? Right, Miranda?
Yeah. No, I'm good with the barbecue stuff. But for the competition, we do have 22 teams competing. We have a people's choice where people can bring in non-perishable foods or $10, and you get to participate and vote on your favorite barbecue. They have appetizers and things they offer. So that's a new thing we added this year for our third year.
And all the money goes to the Blue River Fire Department, as well as we also do a rocket stove toss where we have a 6-inch rocket stove, which is one of our staple products. And you got to just...
They throw bean bags.
They throw bean bags and see if they can get it into the rocket stove.
So they buy bags and then they win the stove.
I think last year it was like $10, gives you 5 throws or something like that.
I was going to say, you're not throwing the stove. That would be...
No. You're throwing the bags to try to get it into the stove. Yeah.
So what have you learned about good barbecue over the years, Miranda?
It takes time. It gets better and better. Let's put it that way. It starts out kind of rough, but then he gets better and better at it. And
every year we get better and better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But good barbecue is hard to beat.
Yeah, is there a secret, Jason?
I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell.
There is a secret to it.
Rest time. You gotta let the meat rest.
And trust me on this one. The key to a great brisket is at minimum a 4-hour rest. If you can give it at minimum a 4-hour rest, it will change your whole brisket experience.
But that's so hard to do because you want to eat it.
You want to eat it.
Right?
Yep. The timing is always off because you cook your brisket and then everybody's waiting to eat, so you cut it right away. And if you would just let it rest for 4 hours at minimum.
It's a long day.
If you can go longer, even better.
But yeah, basically you got to stay up all night though, right, to get it good?
Yep. If your pit's designed well and is efficient, You can usually get an hour or so sleep in every now and then. But no, you got to keep the fire fed. Or, you know, you can do like some and get a pellet smoker and just, you know, let the Easy Bake Oven work for you.
Did you have one, Miranda, when you were young? An Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
That's where it all started.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging people to come out here for the Chaisson Smoke third annual Backyard Rib Competition. Can people still enter the competition?
The competition is full. We have 22 teams, but we're asking for everyone to come out and join. The Autumn Fest will be going on this year.
There's a lot to do.
And there's the people's choice. So basically, like Miranda has spoke, you buy your tickets. You have two tickets, and you walk around and you try the team's appetizers, maybe try their ribs, whatever they're offering, and you vote on, you know, that team had a really nice display, they were really nice, their food was great, I'm going to give them one of my tickets. And at the end of the competition,
they win some cash.
They'll win some cash as far as who wins the People's Choice Award. It's not the same as the competition itself. For the competition, there's six judges that are judging all the ribs, but the People's Choice will be fun, and allows everyone a chance to participate, and allows us to help Blue River, help Justin and those guys buy a $3,000 new uniform, you know, if we can.
Right. How far do the teams come from? Is it pretty much in the vicinity, yeah, Miranda?
We have them coming from all over, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, so... They come up here. We have several players that have been coming every year. So they really enjoy it.
I know we have one team that they travel like 6 hours. So like a 6 hour drive for them to come up here.
That's
it's just good fun. It's
good.
It's good fun.
Fun time, family
it's
time.
It's that, what do you call it? You know, when it's your buddy, but you're still competitive. So there's a little bit of poking.
Friendly competition.
Yeah,
right?
My ribs are better than yours. Well, not quite, but you know, it's friendly competition, and doing everything that we enjoy, which is barbecue and hanging around our friends and family.
I'm wondering, these people that come from different locations, regionally, does the ribs, do the barbecue, does it vary like where you live sometimes or not?
So I've only actually judged once. It was the first year. But I will say there's a variety of ribs. You're going to have spicy ribs. You're going to have sweet ribs. There's definitely a variety, and it just... whoever the judges are, you know, it's one of those games, right? And if the judges like spicy, they like spicy. If they like sweet, they like sweet. It's just part of the competition, and you get to experience a little bit of variety from everyone's, I guess, neck of the woods.
Sure. People attending Blue River Autumn Fest, Miranda, though, you can do the People's Choice, and you can pick whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Whether you like spicy or sweet or whatever.
Right? Yeah, you can decide what you want to try.
And there's bad, too.
Yep.
There's bad. Sometimes you have bad ribs.
There's bad.
There's sometimes, but...
I've overdone my ribs
It's
before.
A fun thing we added. In the fall, we do a chili cook-off, and we did People's Choice then, and everybody loved it. We got so much donated non-perishable foods, so we're doing it again this year, and it seemed to be a hit, so we're doing it for our barbecue comp this year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Sounds like Friday and Saturday are action-packed, but Justin, let's go to Sunday and let us know what's going on that day at Blue River.
All right, we start Sunday morning. We'll start off our chicken barbecue. That starts at 4 a.m. Saturday morning. We start cooking that. That'll serve at 11. But at 9, at Monty Burger and his Cowboy Church in the park. To go along with our chicken barbecue, we have the pie and ice cream. And then at 2, we have our parade, rain or shine. This year's parade theme is red, white, and blue, honoring our hometown veterans. That starts, like I say, at 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock is lineup. And if there is any veterans out there that would like to be part of that, because we don't have a parade marshal, a single parade marshal this year, it's the veterans. So the parade marshals, the veterans, are all going to be in the front of the parade. They're going to be the marshals of the parade. So if anybody wants to come, we've got a couple people movers, wagons, put them on. We'll pull them through the parade, and that was kind of our whole theme there.
That's good to know that they'll be riding then if somebody can't walk the distance then,
right,
too.
Right, right, so. Yep. If they want to walk, they can walk or they can ride. But we're going to put everything everything to do with the veterans is going to be in the front of the parade this year.
And your parade is usually many units long, isn't it?
Just somewhere between 60 and 75 usually. Yep.
So it probably takes, about an hour or so?
Yeah, a little hour, a little less, yep.
Somewhere in that area?
Yep.
So the parade starts at 2, rain or shine. Yep. What else is happening on Sunday?
Right after the parade, we have the Sawdust Money Hunt, which is a good staple for the kids. They really like doing that. We have the kitty tractor pull put on by the Riverdale FFA in the park. After the sawdust dig, kids walk right down and do the tractor pull. And then while they're doing that, we set up for the kitty water fights, which would be in the same spot right where the parade was at and the sawdust money hunt was at. And then we'll kind of go through that, put the kids together and let them do what the big kids do on Friday night. And then we have music in the park again on Sunday from 3 to 6. It's the J.R. Brink Duo. They're new this year. The last band we've had for probably 6-7 years retired, so we're on to a different group there.
Live music on Saturday night and Sunday.
And afternoon. Sunday, yep. Sunday yeah. afternoon, 3 to 6. So like kind of last, they kind of get done about the same time the ball games get done, or we may have a game after that depending on how competitive the ball teams are. But
so your fire department puts it on. Is there a backup plan for heaven forbid if you go on call somewhere during that time?
There's a few people we have in town for they're there if we need them inside the stands. So there's a few other people that are in them besides fire department members. But yeah, it'll get real slow real quick if we have a call.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen then. You said 38 members then. Do you have some younger members that have joined recently?
We do, actually. We have a couple 18-year-olds, some older guys that have just got it on. They're just going through the classes. We've got 7 people going through the emergency first responders class right now. So, I mean, we're building up and building, trying to keep everything going.
Do you still have the 100-year-plus truck?
Yes, we do.
How's that doing?
Good. It's sitting in the firehouse behind our brand-new one. They're 100 years apart, 24 and the 1924 and the 2024. They sit right next to one another. So,
yeah.
I don't know that it'll be driving through the parade, but we'll have it out. We'll put it on a trailer and haul it through the parade. But
yeah, I remember when you got it back for the 100th anniversary. Yep. That was really something.
Yeah, and that's older gentlemen that were on the department. They knew that we had had it at one time. They never knew where it went, and they were just ecstatic that we were able to get it back.
Good deal. Goals for the department this year, Justin, for the coming year, other than outfitting more members, what are some other things you're looking at?
Well, we've really got into the radio system, the Richland County. Grant County's in the same boat, going through that, getting everything changed over. So we have some radio stuff we had to do, just keeping that all up to date. And biggest thing is getting the gear. We did end up getting a FEMA grant this year, so we had new air packs purchased in this year, which the old ones were almost 16 years old, so that was good there. I mean, that's another. Was the grant total was $360,000. We split that up with us and Avoca Fire, and we both got new air packs and air compressors, and so we've done fairly well that way with grant writing.
And you stay busy because you're also on call for accidents.
Everything
during the year.
Yep. But we have the boat for the river and car wrecks and fires and EMS calls, and yep, we're all on call 24/7.
Indeed. So certainly there is a need. And the other thing is that sometimes overlooked is how often you assist other departments in the area too, don't you?
Oh, correct. Last year, I believe we had 89 or 90 calls, and I'd say 70-ish of them were mutual aid calls, helping somebody else. So
that's what it's all about, and that's a good point. When people attend Blue River Autumn Fest, you're not just helping you guys in Blue River, you're helping the whole area, aren't you?
And you know, and we go, I've been as far as south of Cobb on a fire call. So it's not, you know, just Boscobel, Blue River, Muscadet, Richland Center. It's big area. I mean, we could go as far as Arena. I mean, we go out a long ways. I mean, they get the mutual aid systems, the way they're set up now, and everybody's in the same boat. You don't have a lot of guys all the time during the day because, like for us, my son and myself, I have my business in town. We work in town, so we're around. The village employees are there. But other than that, we've got a few farmers that are around during the day, but most everybody else has a job that's not in Blue River, so they're not around during the day. So you have to count on people in the same boat. Muscadet has, you know, some of their village employees are on there, or basketball, their village employees are on the fire department. So we can come together and we can have enough together to make it work, but by ourselves, we're really short.
Right. So certainly there is a need for that as well. It's safe to say you probably go on most of the calls then.
I've missed a few this year.
Have you?
Between working and stuff, I bet I get most of them, yeah.
Good. Well, we hope for a good weather. We'll continue promoting the Blue River Autumn Fest. And it's really nice to meet you guys, because we've talked about Chaisson Smoke for quite some time in our area. Good to see you guys. And
thanks for having us. And yeah, we're glad to be part of the community. And listening to Justin talk right now is really interesting, of how it all works and how it all comes together. And we're glad to be part of it, for sure.
Indeed. And you have any future plans for your business to expand, or anything you'd like to see down the road, Jason?
If Miranda lets me, but yeah. I mean, I'm looking at new tools, and we bought 3 acres in Boscobel, and that shop, it'd be
nice
to add a finishing.
There's room for expansion, is what he's trying to say.
It'd be nice to add a finishing department onto that shop or something, so we could do in-house painting and powder coating, yeah.
Sure. What about a motorcycle division? Maybe?
No.
No. I skipped that part, I guess.
People locally, though, you know, not only do you help out at Community Fest, but if somebody's interested in one of your smokers, you can ship them locally, too, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. We'll deliver them locally.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, we'll maybe help you cook your first ribs or your brisket.
Wow.
Wow, service.
That's a good deal. Do you have a showroom that people can go see?
We don't. It's something we're working on, something we plan on having in the future, but we're basically just a shop, a manufacturing facility. Is what we started off as, a welding repair shop is how it all started, but we don't even do that anymore. So
this is more fun.
Yeah, way more fun.
Well, thanks. It's so nice to meet you guys.
Yeah,
nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Yeah, Chaisson Smoke will be there. The 3rd annual backyard rib competition right during the day in Blue River, 11 until 6 on Saturday. And anything else you'd like to add here today, Justin? Wrap it up here?
But just the whole, if there's any veterans that would like to ride through the parade and be honored for it, just you can be there, the old school in town there, around 1.
Okay. And the parade steps off at 2.
Correct.
Good deal. Well, here's to a good, safe weekend, and good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Justin Degenhart joining us from Blue River Autumn Fest, and also Miranda and Jason from Chaisson Smoke. And we'll have more coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show.